just a preview. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Nard.
What do you make of this program tonight?
I think it's a really good betting program tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, well, let's have a look at the first. This is a maiden 2000, and here you can take out runners 4, 5, 9, and also the 10. Now, we've got number 1, Creative Harmony at 480. Get Up Cliff at 7, down to 480 for Schwitzer. Vaminoz is at $3.40, down to On Our Honour at $6.50, and Barrymore is a $7 chance.
Yeah, fairly comfortable that Schwitzer comes through the best maiden last start. It was a really high-pressure race, and thought he battled on well. Goes to the 2,000 metres for the first time. That's the slight query. He might be better just with the run under the belt, but I'm still going to go with him. Vaminoz, I thought he had a great winning chance at Geelong last start, and he ran quite well, but the winner just blew him away over the final stages, and that was Twilight Run, who then ran very well in the Tasmanian Derby last Friday, so nothing wrong with that form. 12 On Our Honour, was a good run two starts back when placed, and then backed it up again with a good run at Mornington behind Ruta Wren, who I thought was really good yesterday at Sandown as well, so that form's okay, and Creative Harmony keeps running well, but just can't break through for a win next best. But really competitive maiden to start the program. I put them in 6, 7, 12 and 1.
6, 7, 12, 1, race 1, race 2, maiden 1400 for 3-year-old fillies. Take out runners 3 and also the 7. We've got number 2, Bye Bye Bell at $8. 320 Samoon, down to 310 there for Samusu. And we're looking at Trunfio, who's at $5.50.
Yeah, I thought it was a good maiden for Samusu. The debut performance when running second was very good here at Pakenham. Bradbury got away with a very easy lead in front and just set the race up. For this horse to make ground in a slowly run race was a really encouraging debut. Luke Noland arrived from a good draw and just up a little bit in trip to beat Trunfio, who wasn't bad last start at Yarra Valley, worked hard in the run. It's had a little bit of time between runs since, but trialled okay at Cranbourne recently, and up to 1,400 I don't think holds any fears. 8 Samoon was beaten first up at Wodonga, but far from disgraced. Will be a little bit fitter for that run up in trip and gets Damien Oliver. And maybe next best, number 2, Bye Bye Bell, who makes its debut for the Kent stable. Jump out looked fair and can be competitive on debut. But, yeah, slight leaning to Samusu. 11, 12, 8 and 2.
So we go 11 from 12, 8 and 2 in that event. Top tip Samusu. We now go over to race 3. This is the 1,600 metre 3-year-old maiden. We've got number 3, Crystal Helmet at 5, down to 6.50 for Hadir. 4.20 for Mafeking. Then we're looking at 6.50 Miss Seven. The other equal favourite is our Tony Nakoni at $4.20.
Yeah, this is a terrific maiden with the Super Vobis Gold on offer. You can just see the standard of the maidens elevate that little bit more. And I thought the run of Crystal Helmet here last start was terrific. He's only had the two goes in blinkers. He was very good behind Scorpio Sunset. That form's fine at Geelong. And then last start, really worked hard in the run. He ran about 16 lengths above standard. The first 800 was entitled to completely capitulate and didn't. It only got beaten a bit over a length. Out of that race, Luna Flair went to Moonee Valley and won, and Longclaw, the winner, ran very well yesterday when third to Jungle Fish. So it's good form, and I think long as that run hasn't flattened him, Crystal Helmet's a good each-way gamble. To beat number 6, Mafeking, who comes through the same race, it was a terrific run to run second, but the speed of the race really did suit him. Whether he gets that sort of tempo again, and if he doesn't, he might be looking for further, but certainly competitive off that run, and I'm trusting that form. And the other two chances come through the same race at Yarra Valley. Miss Sav, number 10, didn't have a lot of room when she needed it. It was quite a good run. Now with the Hayes Dabney Yard, formerly with Darren Weir, and our Tony Nakoni in the same race was wide all the way and battled on well, and the closing sections in that race were really encouraging. So she's going to win pretty soon as well. So really good maiden, but I thought 3 was a touch of value. 3, 6, 10, 12.
So we go 3 from 6, 10 and 12. Race 4 is a fillies and mares maiden. It's to be run over 1,600 metres, and in this you can take out runners 4, 14 and the 15. Now we've got number 3, Roxanne's at 8.50, 5.50 for Giaconda, $9 Miss 500, $5.50 for My Taranaki, $5.50 Our Regal Spirit, also $5.50 for River Mist, and then we've got Threeud, who is a $3.90 chance.
Yeah, I thought it was a good race for number 8, My Taranaki here. I thought the debut run was more than adequate. Just got stopped and started two or three times in the straight, and I think with sort of a bit more momentum might have placed, and 1,600 is going to suit a lot better. Luke Nolan taking the ride. To beat 12, Threeud, Gave her a very good chance first up at Sandown on the lakeside behind Zabalarina, but Zabalarina dictated terms and won. She ran very well in a lot higher grade yesterday, and I thought was a solid performance behind her, so she's the danger. 6 Giaconda comes through the same maiden as 3 Ute at Sandown and was a sneaky good run there. Ran some of the best sectionals of the day, running on late, and then went to Stony Creek and was beaten, but that can happen at the Creek Made ground late. It'll be competitive again. And then a little gap to number 10, River Mist, former Weir Galloper now with the Ellerton Zara team. Back in distance, freshened up, can improve. But I'm going with my Taranaki, 8, 12, 6 and 10.
8 from 12, 6 and 10. We now have a look at race 5, a Fillies and Mares 64, 1400. Take out runners 3 and also the 7. Now we've got number 1, Black Bliss at $1.90. Think I'm Dreaming at $5.50. $3.90, Oregon Dreamer. Star Creation at $4.60.
I like this race. I think Oregon Dreamer is a really good chance of beating the favourite. Oregon Dreamer ran well first up behind Terbium, who we saw win again yesterday at Sandown. And Oregon Dreamer actually recorded better sectionals late in the race than Terbium. 1400 will suit better. Was a big winner second up last time in at 1450 metres. Black Bliss is a really promising filly. The win at Mornington was good, and then again last start was just too strong late, won by a good margin. Does go up a bit in the weights and's had a bit of time between runs, and I think runs into a pretty smart horse here, but in saying that, I'd be very surprised if one of the two don't win. Think I'm Dreaming was okay winning in lesser grade last start, and Star Creation got the maiden out of the way last time out. But racing 2 for me, Nards. I'm going with the second favourite, though, 5, 1, 2, 6.
So 5 from 1, 2, 6. We go to race 6, class 1, 1400, and in this race, you can take out 13, 14, 15, and the 16. Now we've got number 1, Cuban Tonight at $5.50. Merlis is at $3.90, $2.70 Irish Butterfly, down to Gambeson, who's at $9.50, and a Binger at $7.
Yeah, promising horse here, Nards, in Irish Butterfly. I thought his win first up at Sale was just outstanding. He maintained a really long, sustained gallop in a 1,200-metre race to win. He since had a trial at Cranbourne, was given an easy time, just went through the gears nicely, and I think up to 1,400 second up. He can win again. Cuban Tonight's had 3 starts, yet to run a poor race. Was quite good at Sandown last start. This is a very suitable option. 11 Coronel had no luck last week in a similar sort of race at 1,200 metres. Up to 1,400 suits, and a gap to number 2, Merlis, who was quite sound first up. But I think he's a pretty promising horse in the making, Irish Butterfly. 5, 1, 11 and 2.
5 from 1, 11 and 2. We now look at race number 7. You can take out 6 and 11 in this. We've got number 2, Main Stage at $2.50. Mount Kilcoy at $4.80. $7.50 for Simply Invincible. Looking at $4.80 for Bergenay.
And he's the one I'm going to go with, Bergenay. He's running well. That effort last start to Bravo Tango was good. That's really good form at the moment through the restricted grades. That ties in Bravo Tango, placed behind Tin Hat. So I'm liking that form reference, and Bergenay can race up on the speed to beat Mount Kilcoy. I think he's a really good talent. He has his first run for Patrick Payne, formerly with Darren Weir. Whether he just needs that little bit further after one run, but look for him to be strong late. 2 Main Stage resumes. He's well found in the betting. He's quite a good talent, and he's always running good races. So in a 78, he's well placed first up. And 7, Simply Invincible, rode the speed. Was probably advantageous to be on the speed in that race, but ran very well first up and will be fitter. 9, 3, 2 and 7.
So we go 9, 3, 2 and 7, and let's have a look at the final event, race 8, which is over 1,200 metres of 64. You can take out runners 10 and also the 11. We've got number 2, Zayden at $2.30. For Sure is at 6, $5 Camp View, down to the Regiment at 9, and Red Gucci is at $9.50.
Yeah, I like Zaydin here. He was good first up, winning at Maui, and I think this is the natural progression to go to 1,200 metres second up. Form around him last time in, and he placed to Leonardo da Vinci, and second at Sandown. So he's got some good form references. Probably should just keep going through the grades and win this. To beat 7, Camp View. Interesting runner, because he was very good on debut for the Darren Weir stable at Ararat. He was very green, and then he was totally thwarted by a slow speed last start and had issues, so he can bounce back. Next best, number 4, and that is For Sure. Looks to have trialled up okay for its return, and 3, Bonds Rocket next, Bonds Ghost, I should say, next best, who was okay first up. Maybe not as effective second up, but well graded here nonetheless. 2743.
2743. What's your best roughy quaddy and also your play of the day?
Nards, the best for me is Irish Butterfly in race 6, number 5. The best value is race 3, number 3, Crystal Helmet. The quaddie, first leg 1 and 5, second leg 1, 5, 11, third leg 2, 3, 7 and 9, last leg 2, 4 and 7. Player of the day for me is a parlay 2, 3 and 4 for $11 for $1. They're all for the win. Race 4, number 8, My Taranaki. Race 5, number 5, Oregon Dreamer. Race 6, number 5, Irish Butterfly. And race 8, number 2, Zidane.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for that, Dane.
Thanks, Nath.